Now, the student can easily experiment with other tunings. The advantage of using them is the special effects you can gain thereby. The disadvantage is that when you're playing with other people, they're liable to get impatient with you taking so much time tuning and retuning your instrument. Without going deeply into the fantastic high art of flamenco guitar playing of Spain, you might be interested to learn just one of the typical flamenco devices. The thumb takes the melody. Now, let's try an E chord. Pluck the fourth string. That is, your left middle finger stops the fourth string at the second fret. Pluck it with your thumb. Now pluck up on the open first string with your right middle finger. And pluck up on that same first string with your right index finger. Do these three notes over and over till they go smooth and fast. Now the thumb can play a melody and the top string keeps playing the same. That last is known among Spanish guitarists as a rascado, rascado. Makes a mighty effective ending at times. Double up your right hand as shown in the picture and unroll it now slowly. First your little finger, then your ring finger, then your middle finger, then your index finger, but actually do it so fast that it all comes out like this. Down in Latin America, you can find many wonderful methods of strumming a guitar, and they bring out the rhythmic character of the instrument. The rhythm of a guitar is, after all, in some ways, more important than the harmony or the melody. Here, for example, is just one way to strum a sort of rumba rhythm, and if you meet any Mexican or Puerto Rican guitarist, they can show you many others. First, brush down across all strings with the back of your fingernails. Let's take a C chord. Follow down with your wrist and strum across all strings with your thumb. Now strum up across all strings with your index finger. Now repeat those three strokes again. Down, down again with your thumb, and up. Finally, brush down with your fingernails and up with your index finger. Add all those strokes together, they total eight short beats. But do it over and over again and you'll notice that the accents seem to fall in a syncopated way, like this. Try it over and over. This is a typical Latin American rhythmic effect, and you can use it for all kinds of songs. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene, porque no falta. And so on. Now, just to end off, I'll show you that you can also get this same rhythmic effect by playing single strings with single fingers. Look at the tablature there, and you'll see how this particular piece is played.